Calling all pop culture fanatics. Feeling lost in the multiverse of movie news and TV trends?
Fear not, fellow geeks. We're your one-stop shop for all things entertainment, from fiery reboots to shocking MCU rumors.
This is the SA Files, and we're diving deep into Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Crow, The Naked Gun, what? And a whole lot more. Buckle up, it's going to be a wild ride. We're short some men today. Brother Guns, he scheduled his glory hole day on the wrong day. He's got his schedule all mixed up, so we're down a man.
Mm-hmm.
And Minara, well, we got Rebirth. Rebirth is out, so we lost him for a couple weeks. He's going to be MIA, just lost in Midgard. He's gone.
Yeah. We'll see if we can pry him off of it just for a few hours next week. Yeah, but we'll try. You know, we'll try. There's no guarantee, but, you know, Midgard does need saving.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, next week is St. Paddy's, so, I mean, you know, it's his holiday. So.
White guy, or is he Irish?
Yes.
Just heavy drinker?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the excuse. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Makes sense, yeah. He's Irish for the day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me too.
A brown Irish man, but I don't think I've seen that one. Are you sure that was Irish? Good. Give me an Irish accent.
I'll save it for next week. Stay tuned. Next week.
Oh.
Full Irish.
All right. Full Irish. All right.
Let's get to today's topic. Oh, first on the list, dude. Avatar, The Last Airbender on Netflix, live adaptation.
So, as of right now, I haven't had too much time to keep watching, but I have made it to episode 4. So, I'm halfway through. At the exact halfway point.
Okay. Well, you are familiar with the source, and you actually introduced it to me, so you are well versed in the Avatar. Do you mind if we speak spoilers?
No, not at all. Cool.
All right. Being the Avatar guy, what were your initial thoughts on the Netflix adaptation? What do you think? Did they fail? Did they knock it out of the park?
So my initial thoughts, episode 1, I jumped in and I was like, okay, you know, there's a couple of differences. I actually didn't mind. I actually liked that they changed up beginning from episode 1. You know, they showed a little bit of the backstory, Sozin's Comet. They showed how the war started. That was cool. I like that as well. Just a lot of like background information that we never really got to see animated got done in the live action. That was really cool. But then we jump in and we meet Aang. That's cool. There's a couple of differences there. You know, you're supposed to. I'm not going to nitpick. I see a lot of people online nitpicking about it.
Yeah. It's inevitable. It's about to happen.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
It is inevitable.
But I will say episode 1 started with some nasty CGI.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Minara, he got a head start on us, and he was texting. He's like, dude, that CGI is garbage. He was just dogging it. I'm like, oh, no. Before I started watching it, you know. But when I started playing, it's like, oh, yeah. When he's flying, oh, it looks like Dragon Ball Evolution. It's bad, dude. It's
rough. Yeah. And then also, like, when they introduce Appa and they're like, oh, we got to go, and he hugs Appa. Dude, it looks awkward. Like, you can tell Appa's CGI, the background is just, it was not very good.
Was it flash bad?
Not flash bad. Luckily, you know, the flying bison did look a lot better than the babies. Dude, those babies were nasty. They were atrocious. Do you remember back in the day, that old, I don't even want to say cartoon, but reboot? Does that ring any bells in your head? Reboot? Blue alien people? Those like 3D polygon graphics? That's what the Flash was to me.
Ouch. Oh, you're not wrong. I think Reboot was better, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But yeah.
Avatar wasn't that bad.
It was nowhere near that bad. It
gets cleaner as you progress. Thankfully, it gets much
better. For sure. But yeah, I do like how they changed a couple of the aspects. I'm going to go on record and say I never wanted a carbon copy of, you know, the material, the original source. Same with Yu Yu Hakusho. I never wanted a carbon copy. I don't mind that they change things. I don't mind that, you know, they cut certain things out that may not work for live action.
Yeah.
And I feel like Avatar did a good job of it.
They're cutting out the fat, essentially.
Yeah,
man, I gotta agree with you. It's once you get past the ugly CGI, which isn't for very long.
No. It was like episode one, and then we're
solid. They cleaned up. I don't know. Maybe the newbie got a hold of episode one, but But story wise, like, dude, I was in. You know, I generally have my 3-episode rule, give or take. But like on episode one, I was like, yeah, this is. I'm liking it. I'm liking the story. I think what did it for me more was kind of like you mentioned earlier, they dove into the past a little bit more than a lot sooner than what they do in the cartoon. Really from the get-go, you kind of know what's going on, you know, with the whole war and how he's lost in time, basically. He's in the future, 100 years in the future. And, you know, you kind of realize that you pretty much have the whole story in your head. You just got to see it play out. And I think it really helped as a viewer. And I say that because I have seen Avatar the cartoon like all the way through, but it's been years since I've watched it. So there was a lot of details that were coming up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember that. You know, so it flowed very well. It flowed very cleanly. And there was a few things that I could tell were different from the cartoon. But I didn't mind it too much. It worked well with the story, the way that they were telling it.
Yeah. So I guess going forward a little bit more, there are differences in the sense that, you know, the characters, the way that they wrote them out, they're still the same characters. They're just not as exaggerated, I don't think, which I think was a genius move. Like Sokka still makes jokes and he's still sarcastic. And when, you know, his sarcasm comes out, it's like to the perfect level. Katara, I know there's a couple of times where she talks about, oh, my mother died and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in the cartoon, she's notorious for, like, every other episode, like, oh, you don't know about my mother? Let me tell you my life story. And, you know, she has a couple moments in the live action, but they definitely cut that back.
Sure, yeah.
Aang is supposed to be, you know, super hyper, you know, kid who wants to have fun. And he still feels that way, just not to, you know, the greatest extent that he did. But it works for live action. Imagine if, say, for example, I don't know, like when they try to adapt anime into live action, sometimes the things that happen in anime happens, and it works because it's animated. It's anime. It's a cartoon. But in live action, it doesn't translate well. And so I think they were able to tone the characters down to like just the right amount in between like live action and animated.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it. I do have to, well, you said you got halfway into the series. I have to, okay, slight spoiler here. Sokka, man, I didn't like him. I liked him at first.
Really?
Because they made him more serious. More of the straight man in the group, more or less. You know, he was cracking a couple jokes here and there, but for me, they didn't land. It didn't feel like Sokka, but I liked this version of him where he's the straight man. That way, it leaves Aang with a little more of the comedic of the group. I did like that. However, the second half of the season, I dislike what they do with Sokka.
And the second really?
Half, it's like he gets dumber and dumber as you progress. And he starts to revert into more of what like the cartoon version of him is. And in some ways, I was like, okay, that's Sokka. But it doesn't make sense to me what the character Sokka that was introduced in the beginning of this season. Like, it wasn't fluent. They weren't consistent with his character. And I didn't like it. And it's like, that's not the same serious, you know, leader type of guy that we met in the first episode. It didn't work for me.
Okay. I mean, would it be fair to say it's because he's become a little bit more exposed to the world? Keep in mind, at the beginning, he was like, oh, we've never been outside of the South Pole. And so he's experiencing things when he meets Suki. He's, you know, he falls in love really quickly because that's like the first person that's not in his village that he meets. That's like his age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do get where you're trying to go, but nah, man, it's...
No?
No.
It's bad,
huh? It's bad. It gets bad. You have to watch it.
Oh, man.
You got to watch it.
I'm going to have to watch it. Yeah. So going back to Suki, going back to Kyoshi Island, dude, so something that I was hoping happened actually ended up happening in a live action.
Sokka took his shirt off?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. It's so good. No. So Zuko comes. Aang's at the temple. He's meditating. He's talking to Avatar Kyoshi. And I'm over here thinking, okay, that's cool. You know, I like that they're trying to represent the other avatars more, because in the cartoon, he talks to Avatar Roku almost exclusively. And so, you know, they're finally getting, they're allowing him to talk to Kyoshi.
Oh, we got a new challenger.
Oh.
Hi, people.
What's going on?
A few moments later.
So, you know, Avatar Aang is at the temple. He's talking to Kyoshi or whatever. Zuko comes in and he starts, you know, attacking people. Katara holds him off for a split second and he turns into freaking Kyoshi. And Kyoshi comes in and wrecks shop.
Dude. It was tight. It was pretty cool.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, brah.
Hey guys, have you heard of The Essay Files?
No, what's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome! I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too! I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh my God.
I loved it. I love that they were able to incorporate the other avatars more than the cartoon.
It did kind of feel to me, though, like a Final Fantasy summon. Like,
yeah, that's exactly how it felt.
I mean, it looked cool. And they even kind of like put a new spin on it. You can only summon past avatars when you're in this vicinity or, you know, whatever
it was. And at the temple, yeah.
Right, so it's not like OP, you know? It was different. It was new. It was cool. It was cool to see.
Dude, I loved it. What did you think of Minarum?
Well, I mean, it's not a 10 out of 10 like One Piece was, but I rate it probably an 8 or 9 out of 10. It was damn good.
Okay.
It was damn good.
You finished all the way through, right?
Yeah, I watched it all. It was fun. It was good for me. Not, you know, I watched some of it back in the day with an ex of mine. You know, I couldn't get into it. That's why I said, you know, I actually really enjoyed the movie for what it was, but this, I mean, it was more thorough, more information, more stuff. It was fun. Uh-huh. It was fun. There's might have been only like one episode where I was kind of bored out of my mind, but otherwise, it was pretty damn good. The CGI was kind of snot at the beginning, and then like the rest of the season, besides like the last episode or last two episodes, there was a few moments where they blade to, you know, they kind of chopped it up, otherwise the CGI was great besides those parts.
Yeah.
But otherwise, man, great. Must watch. It was damn good. It was damn good.
Yeah, I agree.
It was fun.
Definitely.
Yeah. They're chopping out a lot of the side story. And I told my wife too, I'm kind of glad they did that, because if they didn't, they'd be going from island to island to island to island, and it'd be, you know, 5-10 minutes at each island, and let's go. True. So they kind of took a lot of events that happened at different islands, different cities, and put it all into one area. So they go to the city of Omashu, and, you know, things that happened in different cities, different towns, are happening here. And I saw a lot of people complaining, oh, they never met these people in Omashu. They met them over on this island. And it's like, bro, like, you know, it doesn't work as well. Exactly, yeah. So long as you're not changing the story completely, you know, the story's working just fine. It works perfectly for for live action.
Yeah, for the cuts and the editing to the story that they did. Yeah, it flowed. It flowed well. It flowed very nice.
Yeah,
I barely really even thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Like the kid who's in a wheelchair, his dad's the inventor, the engineer, or whatever. They're supposed to meet them at one of the air temples, I think. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say they're living at one of the air temples.
Yes, I remember that.
And I kind of wish we could have gotten to see one of the other air temples, but how much different is it going to be from the one that we saw at the beginning, you know? Yeah. So, like, I get why they cut that out. But people were pissed. They're like, dude, there are people
pooping
on it because of these minute differences. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't remember them ever being in Omashu. Like, why are they here? It's like, get out of here.
They changed it, but it worked. It works very well, and it kind of stays close enough to the source, I feel. And you said it earlier, dude. Like, it's a good blend between something new and the source material. And I can't say it too many, like, enough, dude. Like, it has a good flow.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing, though, that I do have to complain, though. I was waiting. I was waiting for Bernard to come out so I could crap on it. But
all right.
The water girl, Katara, she feels broken. She feels like she's got that Dragon Ball Super arc where she's weak as hell in the beginning, and like three episodes later, she's like the strongest waterbender of all of them. Like, she progressed way too fast. It didn't make sense.
Okay.
For the speed that she was going to. Like, I think it was like episode 4, maybe, where it was. She's like, she randomly makes ice blocks. It's like, where did that come from?
Yeah. I
didn't see that on the scroll.
She copied that from the
scroll, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't know. There's no, like,
there's no progression. It's a straight jump. Right.
I want to say she copied that from the Earth dude.
Yeah.
The old Earth dude.
Yeah.
Because he did the same exact thing, but with Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is cool. She's a visual learner. She even said, like, she's a fast learner, which is fine. It's great. But, like, she was OP, dude. She's self-trained. She's never, like, done anything. And she wasn't on par with the Water Master guy. She faces off with him, and she gets whooped. But she's, like, doing a pretty damn good job.
She holds her own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
It just feels like it's way too fast for her.
It's only an 8-episode thing, man. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, but she's not, even in that point of time, she's not supposed to be master level. You know, like, wait till season 2.
No, not master level.
Yeah, wait till season 2 for her to progress and get stronger.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, I mean, if you think about it, at the end of season 1 in the cartoon, they're supposed to be in the North Water Temple. Not temple. Now you got me saying temple.
I'm putting up some Zelda.
The
North Tribe.
The North Tribe. And she's supposed to fight Paku, which is supposed to be their master who trains them, whatever. And she holds her own in the cartoon, too. And I get, you know, the timeline feels a little bit longer in the cartoon, but that's because we got more episodes. In the live action, they're cutting out fat. So I get what you're saying. Visually, it's not believable. But maybe if you look at the amount of time that they've been traveling together now, maybe that'll change your mind a little bit more. But I think visually is what you're talking
visually,
about.
Just the flow of it. Because, I mean, I pretty much binged it. You know, it's like, oh, 3 hours ago, you could barely move water. And now, you know, like, it just felt...
There's obviously a time gap in between each episode.
Yeah.
It
just doesn't feel like it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Another thing I will complain about, the water effects look good, but maybe it's just me. Every time she threw water at somebody, it didn't look like it hurt, but the character's like, oh!
The same with the flame. That's how I felt about the flame warriors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of, like, episode 1, 2, where they're just shooting fireballs. Ooh. It's like, dude, what the? That doesn't even look like it hurt at all. But then you got the main dude that's, like, setting someone on fire. I'm like, okay, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually said something similar to my wife when we were watching the water. I kind of wish it would have been a little bit more fluid, because they pick up a bottle of water, and it's just splishing and splashing everywhere. And you do your water whip or whatever, and it looks like I'm just throwing a bucket of water at you. Like, it doesn't look painful. I get, I 100% agree with what you're saying. I wish they could have changed up the waterbending a little bit, but I can definitely see what you're talking about, kind of, Minarum, with the fire. But I would definitely be a lot more afraid of fire than water.
Thinking of the element, that's going to burn.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take very long for it to mess up your skin, you know?
Although, back to what Minarum was saying, the Fire Lord. Oh, man, what an a-hole.
Oh!
Dude. I mean, the facial, like, they casted him perfectly, dude. He looks menacing.
Yeah. Dude, the casting on this show is awesome.
Yeah.
The women are hot. They've got a bunch of, like, you know, old school actors playing, you know, all these Asian. Dude, it's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. I loved the Liu Kang versus Liu Kang fight earlier. That was great. At least that's what I felt like when they both took the shirt off. I'm like, dude, it's Liu Kang versus Liu Kang.
Dude, but the opening scene where it's the one earthbender against like five firebenders, dude, that scene was awesome.
Yes.
And then just how he was like, oh yeah, they're not our real targets. I just tricked y'all. Dude, I love that opening scene.
Yeah, it was really good.
There's a lot of big name actors in this show.
Yeah.
Like, especially in the Fire Nation. There's like at least three or four big name actors.
Yeah. I think the only casting that I wasn't 100% with visually was May, the girl with the knives.
The sister?
One of Azula's friends.
Okay.
Not the acrobat, but the other girl, the emo girl. Okay. But that's the only one I think, like, visually, I don't see it. Mm. But I'm not complaining too much about it.
It's hard to get a face like that.
For sure.
When you're all square and rectangles and stuff.
Good luck. Yeah.
But even the sister, Azula, visually, she didn't really land the casting for me, but her acting, like the way she played the character.
The acting, her mannerisms.
Yeah, she's badass. I liked her. She didn't look like the character, but I liked her in the role.
Yeah. And I mean, but when you think about it, these are supposed to be like, you know, like, I think Azula is supposed to be what, like anywhere from like 14 to 16, some of these characters, with the exception of Aang and Katara, I think they're a little bit younger.
Uncle, we said it from the very beginning. Perfect casting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's badass. You didn't see this yet, Kay, but like after episode 4, when they go into Zuko's backstory. Ah, oh, dude. Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it, dude.
They almost.
What are we talking about here?
Which one? The funeral?
When they go into like, Iroh's his son's funeral.
Oh, son's funeral? Okay.
Yeah. I saw that part. Yeah, I did see that. I think that was like in episode 4 where Zuko was about to walk off and he comes back and he gives him like some medallion that.
Yeah.
That was a good scene. Man.
But like the ending of that, after he gets burnt off,
dude, that's messed up.
Yeah,
that's
jam.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then it kind of shows why Iroh chose to go with him too, though. Because, he was the only one. Like, even Ozai, his brother, was just like, oh, sorry. Later, dude. Like, everyone was just like, peace out. And Zuko was the only one to stay and, like, sit with him, take time with him, you know?
I think they did a really good job telling more of his backstory. Like, why he's such a little dick.
And it showed that bond.
Yeah.
Like how they created that bond and why they're so close.
For sure. Yeah, it was good. I liked it. It was really good.
Yeah.
I definitely highly recommend it for anybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely. The way it ended, we're skipping quite a few, but you get the general idea what's happening here. But the way it ended, I don't remember who said it, but they said it ends at the same point where the movie ends.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah. It was, I guess it's a good spot to end it.
That's the first book or whatever they call it. Volume, book, whatever. Yeah, that's one of the first.
Book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The first season, the first book, that's where it ends, which is a really good stopping point, I think.
The ending between the show versus the movie is completely different, but it's the same point, location.
Yeah.
So, it ends at the same location, but the way it ends, completely different.
I'm gonna have to keep watching it.
Yeah. I never watched the anime too much though. So I don't know how the anime ended.
with the way they ended that season, they did this really cool thing where they like grayed everything out, and whatever they were, the firebenders were shooting fire, that's where you would see color. Like, it was this really cool, you know, visually. Like, it was like, oh, it looks like old school samurai movies or something. But then the fire comes up and you see the color comes back and it fades away as the fire leaves. It's like, oh, it was a pretty cool effect. Like, the way it looked. Like, it looked pretty cool, man. I liked it. It's nice.
If I'm not mistaken, that's kind of what happens in the cartoon. Like, I don't know if it happens exactly. The moon kind of starts going out or whatever. Everything turns gray and the firebenders are the only ones, I think, that have color. Something right. like that.
Yeah.
So one thing that I did read, and I wish I had pulled up the article. I don't remember where I read it, though. Supposedly, they are planning to make the timeline for the live action longer.
Huh.
So the original is supposed to take place within like 3-4 months or something like that, right? Aang is supposed to learn all the three different elements.
Okay, the cartoon, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, cartoon. Yeah.
A few months.
In like 3 months or something. But for the live action, they've stated that they want to elongate it so that the actors aren't like rushed to do season after season after season.
Okay. So and that they can age with it.
Yeah. And we don't have the same problem that we have with Stranger Things.
Yeah. Where you have a 20-something-year-old like playing a 10-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a really smart decision. Yeah,
I agree.
And, of course, people online are like, why aren't they sticking to the timeline? Bro.
You'd have to hire new actors every single season for that to work properly. But, no, it's fine. It's fine. As long as people, I mean, basic understanding, as long as people understand that, hey, you know, it takes time to make this, actors are going to age. I mean, you're going to have the same effect that Harry Potter had as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think they're playing this smart. I think they're making right moves. Overall, I do have a couple of complaints. Nothing major. Overall, dude, like Minaram said, I'm gonna give this a 9 so far.
Wow, that's a pretty high score.
Yeah,
it is. New high score, baby.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a 8.5 out of 10. It was very good, but like if I'm thinking live action anime, One Piece has got to take it. As the 10, the score to beat.
Yeah.
So okay. I would put Avatar a little bit under it, but it was still very enjoyable, still very good. Very strong entry.
Okay. But One Piece, you know what? I'm going to say I do enjoy Avatar a little bit more than One Piece at this point.
Wow. Okay.
Just a little bit more. That's
fighting words right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone has their own opinion.
At AJK at thesfls.com. Yeah.
Tallywhacker, schlong.
Pigs. Oh, my God.
But, yeah. But I do enjoy the One Piece live action, though. I think I just enjoy the Avatar live action just a little better.
Right.
Just a little more, just a
all
smidge.
Right. Once you finish all four, I'm gonna ask you probably more likely off camera, but I'm gonna ask you if you still feel the same about that.
You know what? I'll go ahead and say it on camera.
Sounds good.
And if I have to lie about it, then I will. No, I'm just kidding. No, I will give my 100% honest review on it. But hopefully I'll be able to finish it this weekend.
Sounds good. So Avatar, thumbs up.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Hell yeah.
That's that win.
I'm going to give it a second thumbs up.
There you go.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, he can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Back. Kay had to take off. We got an email from Mr. King, Richard King, sent him an email. Kay said something about he'll be right back, and he took off his pants. And I don't know, man. I don't know. He took off. You know, whatever. We'll be back.
It's kind of scary, man.
Kind
of scary.
Yeah, you know what else is scary? This article that I found the other day. Got The Crow. Well, we know The Crow is getting that reboot with Bill Skarsgård. And they released a photo of what he looks like in the film. Dude looks terrified, man. He looks scary as hell.
Yeah, my brother was like a huge Crow fan back in the day. He loved the movies. So is his name Brandon Lee?
Yeah.
I think he was sad and everything when he passed away, when he got shot. He was huge into that movies, and you know, he loved it. But I'm not going to go to theaters and watch this, but it does look pretty pimp.
You think so?
It looks good. Huh. From the pictures, dude, that's awesome. If that's real, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely real. Dude, he looks like the Joker. Your favorite Joker.
That is not Jared Leto.
He looks just like
that. That's the Gotham Joker, which still did a better job than Ledger. Yeah. The Gotham Joker is like ranked 2 as far as being like best Jokers of all time. And he looks just like him.
No way, dude. He looks like Jared Leto.
No way.
He looks pimp. Tattoos over his body.
We don't count the Florida Joker. The freaking
Suicide Squad.
Yes, the Suicide Squad. We don't count that. That never happened.
I don't know, man.
There's no.
Somebody saw that Suicide Squad movie and says, "That's my Crow." That's my.
Yeah, the Florida Joker did that. And he's trying to sue GTA right now. It looks good though.
I was reading this article where they were saying that in the original. Brandon Lee, his character, Eric Draven, he's a musician, right? Like, he's a rock dude. And that was, you know, the early 90s. And this is like the modern take. So, you know, you take musicians, how they look today, they're not far off, actually. You think, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but like maybe
Post Malone.
Yeah.
The Florida Joker.
Yeah. So I'm guessing, you know, they're taking inspiration from what these musicians look like today. Infusing it to what
Draven would
look like today. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I see that.
With that explanation, I guess it kind of makes sense. Visually, I still don't, I don't like it. I am a fan of the original one. Like, I was big into it, just like Ash. And, I don't know how many times I've watched that Crow movie. Like, how many times I dressed up as a crow for Halloween. Like, dude.
I can honestly say I've never seen it.
No? Oh, my God, dude.
No.
You're missing out.
It's just one of those movies that like flew under my radar and I never got around to watching it.
It's a great movie. I like it. Even today, like, CG doesn't hold up very well, but story's really good. Simple, but it's good. But yeah, man, Bill, good actor. I'm sure he's gonna nail this. You know, he's got those acting chops. He got ripped, dude.
Dude, they've been making this for like 10 years now.
Oh yeah.
They've been talking about rebooting this for God knows how, since I was in diapers.
Yeah, this was.
I mean, it's been a long time coming. So
definitely, yeah. It was in production hell for the longest time. I think they went through like 4 or 5 leads, you know, actors.
I have no idea, dude. Yeah, like it never really cared for it too much, but I mean, he looks like he played it perfectly. I mean, he looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, that picture's badass. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure I'll get over it, man. I think it's just, you know, my
wait for the trailer.
Yeah.
Wait for the trailer.
Yeah.
That's the end all right there for almost everything.
For sure.
It's like, I don't care how great it looks like, wait for the trailer. If that trailer doesn't sell it, I don't know what will.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, you got a point. I think it's just my loyalty to the source, you know, yeah.
And those are the actors right there, what they really look like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so Bill Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a great actor.
Yeah, he plays It. He was in John Wick 4. He was the British dude, the villain. I don't know what her name is. FKA Twigs?
I have no idea, dude.
FKA, I don't know.
This is just put Martha in front of it.
Pamela motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with her. But, you know, I'm sure she'll fit the role just fine.
Swedish actor. Isn't Deadpool 2.
Who, Bill?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was the guy who spits acid.
I think so, yes. Yeah, that was it. He's in Allegiant. He's in a bunch of stuff, Allegiant, Eternals.
Oh, I don't remember him with that.
Yeah, he's been in quite a few things. Damn good actor. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's awesome.
I'm not going to pay to see it, but
I will.
I will watch it.
I will pay. Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, maybe I'll go with you. It'll be a date, baby.
Hell yeah, let's go. but I guess there's a picture here as well where he's pre-Crow. The guy looks trashy, man.
Yeah, he looks white trash from hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say junky, but I mean, he looks trashy.
Just playing the role.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Faka, FKA, whatever her name is. I mean, she looks good. She looks nice. I'm sure she'll do fine. I don't think there's a release date on this, but I mean, if they're releasing...
They're still making it, man.
Oh, they've wrapped. They filmed. They filmed. They wrapped. They're good to go.
Yeah, but they're still doing the post-production.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That could take a year. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm waiting on that trailer, man. That's what I want to see. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the trailer. I'm looking forward to this. Because, again, yeah, I'm a big Crow fan. And it's been a long while since we've had a Crow movie. And I think it's time.
It's like 15 years or something.
Yeah, I think so.
20 years? Dude, it's been a long time.
2004, 5, maybe? Yeah, the sequels were garbage. So I'm looking forward to this reboot.
Good.
Hell yeah. What about this reboot right here? The Naked Gun. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
Yeah. I saw this on today on Facebook, and I'm just like, is this a joke? And I mean, really?
Yep. Naked Gun reboot with Liam Neeson. 2025 release.
I mean, I love, trust me, I'm one of the biggest Liam Neeson fans out there. I don't think I've ever seen him play a comedic role.
But I don't think so either.
I mean, these movies were terrible for their time back in the day. It's like, why?
Come on, dude.
And it's from Paramount, so you know it's going to be terrible.
They got the juice.
The juice.
The juice is in there. Yeah. Oh, man. These movies are super cheesy. But, dude, I love the hell out of them. They're so bad, but I love them.
Dude, they were like... That was probably the funniest part about it was OJ. When he walked through that door with the fro.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't fit through, so he turned sideways.
Yeah, man.
That's like the old Mel Brooks style comedies.
Oh, yeah.
And for their time back in the day, they were great to watch once, and that's probably about it. After that, it became too cheesy, too terrible to watch, and cringe. But, oh my God, why is Liam setting his bar so low? And I don't know. Maybe he's the funniest guy on the planet. Who knows?
Oh my God. That I can't picture him trying to be funny. I can't picture him smiling. I can't.
I will find you, and I will kill you. It's like, what?
Oh, my God.
Leslie Nielsen. I mean, for his time, Leslie Nielsen was an okay comedian. He had some hit and misses and stuff like that, but I think Naked Gun was probably one of his worst, to be honest. Or at least, not Naked Gun, but like but they made three of them, right? But like whatever one with the half or whatever. Naked Gun 2.5 or 3.5, whatever. Dude, it was terrible.
Oh, man, dude. You're absolutely right. They were cringe. They're cheesy. The jokes, the comedy style, if they go with that exact same style today, it's not going to work.
Especially with how people get offended?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. I want that. But, yeah, it's not going to go well with anyone else.
That type of humor does not work today anymore. I love that type of humor, and that's probably why I love these movies. But it's not going to work. And if Liam Neeson, I cannot picture it, dude. I don't see this going well. I don't see this being entertaining.
You get the most serious actor playing a comedy role. It's not going to work.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I like the comedy movies where Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing comedies.
It's not a tumor.
But he came from
that's that like kiddie world. Comedy stuff, though.
Sure, yeah. But he's still doing comedies. He's still doing something completely different from where he came from, like the action movies, you know?
Even the action movies were comedy.
Okay, yeah. They got some...
A lot of them, a lot of them. A lot of them.
They're pretty cheesy.
You want to be a farmer? Here's a couple of acres.
We'll take Cook's car. He won't be needing it. Come on, bro.
What do you think? Okay, Liam, do you think he can pull it off, though? I really can't see it, dude.
Like I said, I don't think... I'm going to have to look it up to see if he's actually done comedy before. But, I mean, he is an extremely talented actor.
Yeah, for sure.
The only problem is, at least from my perspective and my opinion, from what I've seen from him, he's kind of got that... What's that guy's name? Ashton Kutcher?
Oh,
Kutcher, whatever. He's got him... Denzel Washington. Oh, okay. They play the same role. They play the same character in every movie.
Okay, yeah.
And that kind of doesn't show them expand out. You know, like Mark Wahlberg. When Wahlberg came in the scene, he did like a few serious movies. And it's like, damn, you know, he's not a bad actor. Then he got into comedy and it's like, this guy is funny.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's one of those like top 10, 15 actors for me. Because he does everything. He's great. Which I'm going to get hate for this. I don't think Denzel Washington's a good actor at all. He only does one type of role, and that's it. And the only time I've ever seen him do anything different, you remember that movie Two Guns with Mark Wahlberg?
Two Guns.
We went to theaters where Mark Wahlberg, where they're getting tortured. He's like, the guy's pissing on his hands to clean it. He's like, just don't touch me with your hands, man. It's like, you do anything you want to me. Just don't touch me with your hands.
Don't put those pissy hands on me, man. Smell like warm Corona, man.
You remember that? Yeah. That's the only time I've ever seen Denzel Washington break out a character and actually like expand on his acting ability.
Okay. Huh.
He's like, I know a guy. And, you know, he got that little tooth. I know a guy. I'm like, dude, that's kind of funny. What the hell? I've never seen this side of him. Well, that's the problem I have with Liam. We've only seen serious Liam in everything except for maybe Star Wars. Star Wars might be the closest thing he's ever done to like a comedy act where he's messing around with Jar Jar and little Anakin.
Shoot. Yeah, even that, I can't picture anything. I can't picture him outside of that role because you're right. That's basically the character he plays. It's not necessarily a bad thing, you know. That's what brought him to the dance, and he's good at it, you know. So
yeah, he's damn good at it.
Yeah, and that's great. That's great. But yeah, just trying to picture him away from that role, it's very difficult. I'm with you, man. I don't see this going well. I'm gonna watch it. I don't know if I'm gonna pay for it, but I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Just to see how bad this is.
It's from Paramount, so you know it's going to be terrible.
Well, we got one more, dude. One more story. We got a rumor, actually. It looks like Sony and Marvel, they've been talking. Miles Morales,
Sony,
dude.
Baby. Sony.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah.
They're talking Miles Morales, MCU. Not the Sonyverse. No. They can stick it with Morbius and Venom and
Love some Morbius. Never say anything bad about Morbius.
But watch him at a web.
Oh god, the iron dude, just watch the trailer. The trailer's hurt, it hurts.
Oh man. But yeah, dude, it's pretty awesome. I think it's cool that they're they've teased Miles Morales since the first Tom Holland movie.
Yeah, the Tom Holland Spider-Man. Yeah.
I don't want those weapons in this neighborhood. I got a nephew who live here.
Yeah, with his uncle.
Homecoming. Glover. Childish Gambino.
That's what he was known by for a while before he started really like getting into acting.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, for the longest time, like when he was younger in his Nickelodeon days, they were like, he should be Miles Morales.
Childish Gambino. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's his like his rapper stage name, something, I don't know. And then yeah, once he started getting big into acting, that's when people are like, oh no, it's Donald Glover,
right? And he grew out of it.
he wanted to get away from it, kind of like the Miley Cyrus and the Hannah Montana effect.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. People grow. Yeah. Want to be taken a little more seriously. That's fine. It's all good. But yeah, man, he got too old to play Miles. He played the uncle, which was a cool cameo. But yeah, it's been years. They've been playing around with this for forever. And then they brought in Miles, you know, in the Spider-Verse and in the Spider-Man video game. Like, he became a very big, popular character.
Plus the part three of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies. They hinted at a black Spider-Man.
I just thought you was going to be black. Got to be a black Spider-Man somewhere out there.
Yeah. It's like, and then everyone's like, ooh, black Spider-Man. Ooh, Miles. I mean, I want to see it. I love the character. He's a great character.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. He's cool. How do you feel about Tom Holland's Spider-Man being the one to mentor him, to be the one to teach him?
I don't have a problem with that. That's, I mean, Tom Holland, you know how I feel about Spider-Man. Spider-Man 1 through 3, I hated him for the most part. Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, couldn't stand them. Well, actually, I take that back. I never watched them because I couldn't get into them. I hated them. But I told you back in Civil War, when they first introduced, you know, the whole Spider-Man's coming out and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, if I'm going to like Spider-Man, the MCU is going to be the only way they can convert me to liking Spider-Man. And sure enough, Civil War came out. Tom Holland like blew it up. He was like, oh my God, you know, this is the greatest Spider-Man like ever. And then all three movies of his were phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree.
I went back, watched The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. They were good. They were good. I just kind of not my thing, but they were good. Yeah. But 1 through 3 with Tobey, props to Tobey because he's OG, but oh my God, those three movies were terrible. I don't care what anyone says. They're terrible. Part 2 is the only like decent one, but otherwise they're terrible. But I am down for either old man Tobey or Tom Holland doing the mentoring. It really depends who they pick.
Yeah.
Because with Sony and MCU right now, they're kind of like on the ropes on who's continue on as Spider-Man and who's eventually going to make their appearance in the Sonyverse.
Right. Yeah.
If they do.
Yeah, if they ever get their...
It's bull crap.
...together. Yeah.
So... But I'm down with it, even though Tom Holland looks like a 15-year-old still.
Yeah, that's kind of where I have the... Not an issue with it, because I agree with you. Tom Holland's a great Spider-Man. I love his Spider-Man. But he does look super young, and he's being portrayed as a super young person, you know, in the movies. And now they're going to bring in Miles Morales, so they're going to be about approximately like the same age. While you know,
Peter's supposed to be a little. If they do junior high or high school Miles, it'll be okay because technically Peter Tom Holland's is in college now.
That's true. You know what? You're right.
So it's only going to be like a 3-4 year gap.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, you're right.
But it's still, Tom Holland is still, like, way too young looking. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem. He's way too young looking.
Yeah, I mean, he still looks fine in the role. He doesn't look too old to be that college kid, but he just has that baby face. You're right.
Yep.
Supposedly, that's what they're saying. The big rumor, Scooper from online, Daniel RPK, says that Kevin Feige and Amy Pascal... They want to bring in Miles for Spider-Man 4, which is going to be the next Tom Holland movie. Should be filming, I believe, this year.
They need to get the casting going. They need to get it going. They need to get the ball rolling.
Yeah. And even if they don't give Miles like his spider powers in this one, I'd be okay with that. Just introduce the character and kind of know that it's going to happen. You know, just get the ball rolling. Something. Give us something. Yeah, I think it's time.
Miles. Yeah.
Live action. Let's do it.
The MCU, I mean, besides a few movies, they've been great. So they haven't really been hit or miss. It's all been hits. Now, of course, you got a few people that, you know, hate on it and, you know, superhero fatigue. Take this, you know, don't stop commenting. Some of us still love it. This will be a big movie when it comes out.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It's good, you know, but, you know, you can record it right now. In a year and a half, whenever the movie's about to come out or whatever, you're going to have people saying the same thing that they're saying about Deadpool right now. Oh, it's the MCU saver. It's going to bring the MCU back. It's going to save it. You're going to have the same exact conversations we keep having every other few movies where the big ones come out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. I mean,
Miles is a big character.
Oh, yeah.
it's almost as big as Black Panther for people.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to shatter Black Panther's, you know,
I would
Wimpley records.
I would doubt it. Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man.
And I think the only reason Black Panther even did as well as it did is because a lot of freaking schools closed down and they shuttled kids to go watch the movie. Oh, wow. Yeah, millions of kids. Pretty much a day off to go watch the movie. Yeah. It was crazy. Wow.
Shoot, I'm pulling my kid. We're going to go watch Spider-Man. Shoot. Pre-K? Nah. Not today, son.
Jesus. But yeah, I'm excited. I think it's great. It's a great addition to the MCU.
Yeah.
It's about time. Maybe with this, we might get a hint at like a real MCU Venom.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool, man. That'd be awesome. Give us that crossover, finally.
Yep. Because Venom is technically in the MCU now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least a sludge of it.
Something.
So they gotta do something. Maybe you'll get a hold of one of these two.
Secret Wars.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be the MCU saver again.
Nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
I'm so sad right now.
Uh-oh.
My beautiful Final Fantasy VII Rebirth has not come in. Evidently, it's not coming in until tomorrow.
For reference, today was release day. Today's the 29th.
I'm so sad right now. I'm almost crying.
Yeah, man. Earlier today, we're like, oh, we're going to record at this time. And then I was like, nah, I'm going to be busy today.
Yeah, that did happen.
I was like, ah, we lost Minaro for 2 weeks. He's gone.
Yes, I checked the tracking number earlier this morning. It had nothing. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. So then we went out to eat. And on my way home, I checked it again. It says March 1st. And I'm like,
oh,
mother effer.
Are you effing kidding me? Like, you piece of sugar, honey, ice tea. UPS, go get my package. I ordered it like 15 years ago. Bring it over here.
Oh, man, that sucks, dude.
That's fine. Like, I wasn't planning on playing it today anyways. It's just the fact that I want it in my hands. I want it here. Because, you know, now I've got to wait till tomorrow. Who knows? It might be like, you know, oh, you'll get the package sometime before 10 p.m. It's like 10 p.m. You might as well send it to me the next day then. But yeah, just want to get installed, get ready to go, check out all my cool stuff. I'm not going to open up the box though. My collector's edition is staying firmly wrapped in plastic so I can possibly, which I doubt it, but resell it for like a grand later.
Ash is going to open it.
Yeah, he'll be dead. We'll be celebrating his funeral next week. No, otherwise, only thing else I want to add is, did you ever watch Code 8 on Netflix?
No, I have not.
Well, Code 8 Part 2 came out yesterday.
Oh.
So you haven't seen Part 1, unfortunately. Yeah. Part 1's phenomenal. It's like a 9 out of 10, 8.5 to 9 out of 10 movie. It's great. Oh. Introduces great characters. They got special abilities, powers. Each person does different cool stuff. It's a great movie, great heist movie. It's fun. It's enjoyable. Plus the characters you get to kind of grow and like. Part two, I would probably give it about a 7 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10. It's still a great movie.
Okay.
But you can definitely tell, like, a quarter of the cast is gone or didn't return. They kind of wrote them off type deal. There's obviously some time, like at least 5 years have gone by between the movies and the movie universe. There's some like love hate between the two cousins. Well, they're actors, they're cousins in the acting world, but their characters, you know, they kind of had a mutual agreement, mutual respect for each other in the first one. Well, second one, they like hate each other. It's kind of weird.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait, hold up. Is that Arrow?
Yeah.
Stephen Amell?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I didn't know he was
doing
stuff.
Yeah. And his cousin, Firestorm.
That is Firestorm. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Anyways. they kind of hate each other, and it's kind of weird. But otherwise, like I said, it's a good movie, but it's not part one. Yeah, part one definitely must watch, and then part two to see how it ends the story universe definitely. But my only thing is, like I keep saying, it's just don't expect it to be as good as part one. Part one's great. Part two still good. It's just not part one. It's good, dude. And then the ending kind of, it doesn't explain the ending too well either. It is what it is, yeah. But definitely must watch. You got to watch it.
Right on. I ended up paying a month for Netflix so I can watch the Avatar. So I got Netflix this month, so I'll make sure to watch Code 8. And with that, Bernard, we have run out of time. It's time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash. We talk anime. We talk TV. We talk movies. We talk trash. We just have a good time. We have to share some laughs. Come check us out. And you can follow us on social media. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter X, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. And if you're on the go, Bernard, where can they find us?
You can follow us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube Music, iHeart Wiener. Yeah, baby. I love Wiener. And sweet, sweet Pandora, baby. It's actually iHeart Radio, by the way.
Oh, they're about
not iHeart Wiener.
Did I just type that? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you did. I read it out just for you, baby. I love Wiener. Yeah, give me those hot dogs.
Feel free to leave us a comment down below. If you got any mail for us, you can check it out in the description below. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Bernard. I'm signing out.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.